bay. Got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. Damn. You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm missing your town. I'ma touch some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. Better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. And you're like, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man. Then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
This is the Sand City Radio. It's your boy Cash chilling as usual on this wonderful Wednesday. My man, Foss Time. Foss Time, what's happening?
What's cracking, Doc?
You know how we do it, man. It's a Wednesday. Getting wild, getting new, get out some fun. You know how we do it. Today, what's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Cooling. All right, y'all, before I even say anything, I got on my Kobe jersey, I got on my Lakers hat, and I got on my Kobe socks. God damn it. Hey, the Black Mamba's last game is tonight. Hey, this is Black Mamba Wednesday. Hey, I got to give shouts out to one of the greatest players of all time, Mr. Kobe Bryant. I just thought I had to throw that out there. I see Mick over there. I know Mick want to say some old Jordan shit, but it ain't about Jordan. We're talking about Kobe right now. What you think, dog?
That's my dog. I don't care what nobody say. Five rings.
Hold on. Hold on. Here go Mick. Mick, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Don't get muted now.
All right.
Don't get muted.
Ain't nobody give a fuck about no goddamn Kobe, man.
Okay. Take away Jordan. Who better?
No motherfucking body. Shit. It ended with Jordan, nigga.
Get the fuck out of here. There you go. Oh, hate ass shit.
Hey,
no,
but I ain't never
liked
that dude, man. You know that, too. Man,
okay,
that
I never liked Jordan, but I give him his props. I get Jordan.
You ain't have no choice, nigga.
And you don't either, motherfucker. See, that's what I say. You motherfuckers don't know how to keep it real. I'm talking about keeping it real. Keep it 100. You keeping it 42% right now. That's my man. That's my man's in them.
Shit. All right, man. See, it's on, bro.
Okay. You gonna cook with that shit now. But check it out, y'all. You know how we do it on these Wednesdays. We kick back, relax, we have a little fun. Time to time we may have a guest or two. But before we even do anything, we gotta say everybody that's listening, hey, thank you all for listening. Y'all been making our show just go just spectacular. But now, with that being said, I need for somebody to quit putting them down, to put them damn bitches down. That's what I need. But we need y'all to hit that SinCityRadioShow.com, baby. We trying to make the show, we trying to make the website just as big as the show. You know what I'm saying? Get on that, post pics, blogs, create groups, You can do whatever you want to on that. You know what I'm saying? SinCityRadioShow.com. And furthermore, if anybody wants to get on the show that's listening, all y'all got to do is hit us up at 646-727-1283 and get on here, voice your opinion, because, you know, we go in on everything. I mean, there's no topic off limits with us. And like I said, we totally uncensored. So, hey, you can talk about your cat, your dog, the motherfucker you fucked last night, the motherfucker that did whatever he was going to do and you kicked him out, the little stanky bitch from the club. You can talk about anything you want. We uncensored here. Speaking of which, Janine, what you got for me?
Well, I did give me a Brazilian wax today, my first one.
Okay, so what did Chappelle say? You didn't trim the hedges, you scorched earth. So, I mean,
yes,
how did that feel? How did it feel?
Hell, like a waxing.
I've never had no wax put on me in no type of other than candle wax. That's the only type of wax I've ever had put on me. So, did it hurt? I mean, because, you know, we see the movies
things.
And stuff.
I mean, it stings, but, you know, only for that second when they ripping the wax off and your hair coming with it.
So now, I seen one of those, a singer, I'm not a million, what is her name?
Christina
Milian. She had went in. She had got a wax job done. And they told her to get on all fours, and they did the booty hole and all. So did they get you that too?
Yes, they did do the booty hole and all, but I ain't have to get on all fours. She just had me roll over on the side, and she did it like that. I had to spread my cheeks, though.
That ain't, oof. I don't think I can, okay, your man come home with a Brazilian wax. What do you think?
What?
I was saying, I don't think that's for men. I think that's more or less for y'all speed.
Yeah, I don't think that's a man thing. I mean, but I don't know. Some men might have it. I don't know.
I can't see myself doing that one. I can't see myself going with the Brazilian wax job.
I mean, I don't know. Some men might, but I don't know, because men's hair is longer. You know what I mean? Y'all naturally have more hair than us. So I don't know how that would feel for a man to get waxed. And some of them do, because they wax their chest and all this and that. So,
Well, I mean, I think you have a lot of athletes who like boxers and like professional wrestlers, stuff like that, you know, who got to be, you know, had most of their clothes off. But I don't think no boxer and all that type of motherfucker going to be doing all that. Now, I don't know. I could be wrong. I don't know. But I just can't see me doing no damn Brazilian wax. I'm sorry. That's just not going to happen.
Yeah, well, it's squeaky clean. Nothing there.
I mean, does it feel different? Does it feel different when you walk? Do you have that extra little tingle when you walk now?
No. I mean, she left some little pieces of wax in certain places, so, you know, you have to clean that off with aloe vera gel because, you know, when I stood it up, some wax came off on my pants.
Oh, I
said, wait a minute, I
got to
go clear this off.
Yeah, come home. What the fuck is that? That don't look like wax.
Yeah. But it's a pretty clean.
I made some comments yesterday, and I need to get on here and say, people, they were just jokes. I am not going to flip the TV over. I'm not gonna do none of that. I mean, I got a lot of messages today like, damn, that's fucked up. You'll flip the TV over. And for anybody who's wondering what I'm talking about, yesterday we had this discussion about women and men, and it was just like, if you ignore me, what would I do? And I said that I would flip the TV over or some shit like that. It was just jokes. I don't want nobody calling no type of association on me. People are so sensitive now.
What do you mean?
You know, the Women Association are throwing TVs or something. Hell, I don't know. I'm just saying shit. You know, people get upset. You know, you can't do shit nowadays without somebody calling somebody on you.
People need to mind their damn business. How about that?
Well, I'm just saying, I got caught a lot of flack from it, and they like, damn, that's fucked up. You a hitter and all that shit. These are just jokes, people. We just having fun. I'm not gonna hit nobody. Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm not gonna hit nobody over no TV. I'm not gonna do that. I'm playing. I'm joking. I walk out and go get me a drink.
I mean, they always wanna talk about, like, women are victims. There are some women who are getting, you know, domestic violence. I understand that. But what about the men? Who they supposed to call? You know, they supposed to stand up and just be men, I guess, because of their pride. But when these old crazy, fucked-up-ass women out here attacking them, poisoning them, putting shit in their food, all this type of shit.
What are you? I agree with you 110%. But what are you throwing back there? It's like you signing up set. It's just like stuff is just being thrown.
That's not me. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That's me.
That's a damn mix.
See?
I'm sorry. I'm about to mute myself for a minute. Sorry, Mike.
Girl, okay. Okay, so you saying that you do believe that men. Okay, so now I seen this thing where it's a guy, he said he was raped. He said he was raped by a woman.
People don't believe that.
You know,
people don't believe it because they feel like just because he gets an erection, oh, well, he must have wanted it or whatever. He has to, like, well, she's doing sexual things to him. That don't mean he wanted her if she forced herself on him. I mean, I've seen a few things like that. You know, get the man over there, a few women get together, handcuff the man. He can't move. Maybe he didn't want to go that far. And men are looked at as if, I guess me and I looked at it as if, you know, that's not rape. Why not if he didn't want it?
Was she fat or ugly? I mean,
I'm just saying,
okay.
Maybe he didn't want it like that because maybe he liked her, but maybe he didn't think it was going to go down like that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's just like anybody doing something to you that you didn't want done. Maybe you wanted a woman that, you know, didn't give it to you that fast or something like that. Maybe he thought she was a good girl, or you know how some men want their women, you know. Maybe he wanted to get to know her first or something like that. Then all of a sudden you come into a situation that you didn't even know was happening.
Okay. So if a man comes in, okay, let's just say he, like you just said, you seen a situation where a man come in, they handcuff him, and there's multiple women having sex with him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how does that coincide with, you know, any type of, how can you say, I mean, I don't know.
The man said he was raped, and he tried to press charges, but then everybody was looking at him, all the police officers, everybody was looking like, really, you was raped? Like, oh, that should be something you should be happy for. You know, that should have been lovely for you. Okay, so
you know,
scenario, say you went to a party. Say he not even straight. Say he was a gay guy, and he didn't like women.
Okay.
And he just show up at a party. You see what I'm saying? Let's say he just show up at a party. He don't like women. And then, you know, everybody, you know how you get to drinking, you having fun at the party, all of a sudden you end up handcuffed. I mean, it's the same situation like a woman. Say she goes to a party and something ends up happening to her. That would be considered rape. So why wouldn't it be rape if it was a man?
I agree. I just don't see me sitting in a courtroom crying. That's those bitches right there.
But
I mean, I might do that.
The guy wasn't like that. I mean,
I understand if he was getting anything. I'm just saying if it was me, I mean, if I could get some money out of it, then yeah. But then after it's over, I'll be like, hey, give me a call. We could do that again. That's just me. I'm just saying. That's it. That's all. I mean, I'm not trying to be no evil guy. I'm just saying. I mean, I do understand men can call rape too.
Men can get abused. Men can get beat up. I mean, the same stuff that happens to women can happen to men.
I agree wholeheartedly. I ain't gonna let no motherfucker beat me up, but you know
I'm just
what I'm saying.
Women can be conniving and manipulative.
Shit! I'm glad you finally admitted that. I'm glad you admitted it.
I ain't never said I didn't. I don't know that. There's a lot of women like that.
And I agree with you wholeheartedly. I mean, if motherfucker, hey, I don't know. I'm trying to think. Have I ever been manipulated into that? I don't know. Five times. What's happening?
You've been manipulated many a times. You just probably aren't aware.
I wasn't mad neither. What's up?
I'm just saying, not just sex, a lot of stuff.
No, well, yeah, hell yeah, I know that part. But, I mean, just on a further note, hey, man, check this out. Okay, y'all. Y'all know we got these pranks that we do, you know. And we've done some. Now, this one that I'm about to play, this prank that I'm about to play, I'm going to be honest with y'all. It kind of got out of hand. It kind of went too far. You know, we were joking around and we were playing and, you know, it was a prank. But, I mean, it got kind of out of hand. So, I mean, we got warped sense of humor over here at Sin City, so we think it was funny. I mean, after it was over and after she found out that it wasn't, you know, nothing bad, She was cool with it, but I'm gonna play this prank and I'm gonna let y'all see.
Hold on for a second before you play it, man. I just want to say this to everybody. This is my best work ever.
Oh my!
It don't
goodness.
Get no better than what y'all about to hear. That's how good I am. I'm a bad motherfucker.
Really?
Go ahead, play it,
man. Check this out. All right, we on.
Hello.
Yeah, Yolanda Crooks Brown, please.
Who's calling?
This is Detective Malone.
Uh-huh.
Is this her?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, I'm not going to beat around the bush with you.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking for Tawana Spencer. Have you seen her?
Uh-uh. Who seen who? I'm sorry.
I'm looking for Tawana Spencer. This is Detective Malone from New Jersey Homicide. I'm looking for Tawana Spencer. Have you seen her?
I don't know her.
You don't know Tawana Spencer?
You said Detective who?
Detective Malone from New Jersey Homicide Unit. Do you know Tawana Spencer?
Why would you be looking for her?
because she was involved in something that I need to find out about. Do you know her, yes or no?
And this is a detective.
Detective Malone, look. I need to find Tawana Spencer. Do you know her? You don't? Do you know her, yes or no?
Is she okay?
Do you know her, yes or no?
Is she okay?
I'm trying to find that out now. Do you know her, yes or no? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, do I need to send a squad over there to pick you up and bring you in so you can talk to me in person? I'm trying to handle this over the phone. I need to know what Tawana Spencer is.
I've never heard of nobody handling that over the phone, though. No.
Okay, if you prefer, I can send a squad over there to pick you up.
How did you get my number? Hello?
I get your number?
Uh-huh.
Hello? Okay, listen. Listen. You own a Black Explorer?
Huh?
Do you own a Black Explorer?
Uh-uh, not no more, I don't.
You don't?
No, no.
Okay. Was the Black Explorer registered to you at one time?
Yes.
2003 Black Explorer, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. And when did you renew the plates for that?
Huh?
When did you renew your plates for that Black Explorer? As a matter of fact, let me ask you this. Where did you get those plates from? Were those the plates that came with...
Huh?
Were those the plates that came with that truck? Okay, I don't have time to play games with you, okay?
No, I'm not playing games with you at all.
Okay.
I'm not playing... My phone
keeps... And I need to find Tawana Spencer.
My phone keeps going on and off. I'm sorry.
Okay,
that's
not my problem. That's not my problem. I don't work for the phone company. I work for the homicide unit.
The homicide unit?
Yes. Are we getting somewhere now?
She
Where did the place on that explorer come from?
Okay, wait a minute. I'm here. I don't know what's going on.
You know where the plates for the Black Explorer came from? That's sitting in the tow shop right now. The truck got towed, correct? And those
yes.
were not the plates that belonged to that truck. Those plates belong to a Black Avail, correct? That's registered to Juana Spencer, whose last known address was 4030 Kentucky. That's Gary, Indiana.
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
I don't know her last known address.
We're somewhere now, right? Okay.
I don't know
how did the plates get on your truck? Apparently, you know where she is because you have her plates on your truck.
I don't have that truck anymore.
Okay, the truck is still registered to you.
Okay. Yes, the truck is registered. Huh?
How did you plates on your truck? Where did you get those plates from?
I have my plates here. I got my plates.
How did the Black Avail plates get on your truck? I've been looking for this car for a while now. And now the plates end up on a truck that's sitting in a pound somewhere? How did those plates get on your truck? I need to know that right now. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay, I need to know how those plates got on your truck.
I don't know how they got on my truck.
Okay, well.
I don't know. When he came to tow my truck, hello?
Yes.
When he came to tow my truck, I let him know that. I'm like, those not my plates.
Okay,
I let him know that.
Where are the plates from? Where did those plates come from? You got those plates from Tawana, correct?
So you're
aiding and abetting. We have an all-points bulletin out on Tawana Spencer. We have her brother in custody right now. Do you know Joseph? He's the shooter.
What?
And now we need to find his sister, and you know where she is, and I'm not going to play any more games with you.
Okay.
Well, we'll send a squad over there, pick you up, take your four kids to the welfare or whatever. But you know where she is, and I want to know where she is right now.
So I don't know where she is. Too.
I
don't know
where
she
is. I'm going to
lock the
whole family up. I need to know where she is now.
You going to take my kids?
You going to cooperate because you're leaving me no choice.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Moved,
disappeared.
Man, she left her house.
She left her house for like 2 days.
Yeah.
She left the house. I mean, I'm like, I'm trying to go to her house to tell her like it was a prank. And we, for 2 days, they was hid up in the hotel somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
And who was that?
Somebody wanted to prank a friend of theirs.
Mm.
And of course, we obliged.
Right.
We good at this.
I see if that shit that happened. Damn. Oh, we good at what we do now. We find out enough information to get it going.
Oh yeah.
If y'all ever need anybody pranked, let us know.
That was a good one.
Hey, I thought it was. I mean, I think it kind of got a little out of hand, but hey, makes for great radio.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
I'm just saying, it makes for great radio, man. You can't knock it. You can't knock it. Man, I think it was good. I mean, Dragon, who you got for us? You got somebody for us?
I'm working on that. I've got to get all the information together. Yeah.
You know what, man? I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. Let's do another one we ain't never done before. Cause the numbers are going up. Let's do another one we ain't never done before. This one ain't never been heard before, ever. Nobody has never heard this, and this is my cousin, y'all.
I got my cousin, man.
And his grandmother, she still don't talk to him. At the family reunion, she didn't say two words to him. She's still mad about this shit.
That's messed up.
Go ahead and play it, man. I'm going to set it up for y'all. All right, my cousin, he has two twins, right?
Uh-huh.
He got two twin girls. And, you know, it was a little suspect in the beginning. You know, we didn't know if they was his or not. You know, they're some beautiful girls. But, you know, we didn't know they was his or not. So, we came up with a bogus DNA test, y'all.
Hey. Oh, Lord. I see why his grandmama don't talk to you.
His grandmama cussed my man out. Well, she didn't cuss him out, but she cussed him out without cussing. Let's put it like that. She lit into his ass.
Oh, my
she
God.
Lit into his ass. Go in the bus, man.
Oh, boy. All right, y'all. I'll take this for now. We gonna go for this one. We call this one the Donnie prank.
Hello.
Yes, I speak to Donrick Palms.
Yes.
Donrick Palms.
Who is this?
My name is Will Farrell, and I'm trying to call from. I'm calling in regards to your daughters, Destiny and Desiree Palms. Correct.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm calling from Child Services, and I really need to talk. I mean, I don't really know how to say this, so I'm just going to come out and say it. Kadada Morgan is the parent, is the mother to your children, right?
Right.
Okay. Donrick, here's the problem. What was happening during, I want to make sure I get everything correct. Your kids were born September 28, 2003?
Right.
Okay. All right. Okay, this is a difficult. I've been making these calls all day, and it don't get any easier. But What had happened was, okay, Kadada Morgan, well, an employee, he confessed to having some type of relationship with her, and what he said he did is he switched the results of the blood test to say that you were the father. In actuality, you were not the father.
I'm not the father.
No, you're not. I mean, he did this to, well, Kadada, and there's been numerous people that's calling in. I mean, it was a full investigation launched, and I know this is a very difficult thing to hear right now, but like I said, I've been doing this all day. It's like, it's over 20 cases that we have, and it's, wow. I mean, it's really, I know it's a mind-blowing thing, so and we're trying to get all type of, we're going to try to get all type of, we're trying to get everybody who's involved in this so everything can get cleared up and squared away.
Who is this?
My name is Will. I'm calling in for Child Services. Is this Don? The Donrick?
From Child Services, yeah.
Okay, all right. Like I said, what had happened was, I mean, what happened was the case got sent over to us because, like I said, it's a full investigation on it. Now, the guy, I mean, we don't know. That's what I said. We're going to have to take a second DNA test because we don't know if the guy is making this up. I mean, we know two cases that he didn't make up. So we want to be safe than sorry. Now, he said that Kadada Morgan and Donrick Palms, along with many others, he switched those tests also so that they would say that you were the father.
You were the father.
Yes. Am I still speaking to Donrick?
No, this is not Donrick. This is Donrick's grandmother. What's the problem?
Okay, ma'am. With all due respect, I really need to speak to Donrick because it's like you know, it's a situation that has something to do with him, and I really need to tell him that because it's kind of hard to, you know, you don't want to secondhand relay no type of messages. You know,
well, who are you in the first place? Who are you?
Okay,
to call
I'm
him.
My name.
They call him with some kind of information like that.
Okay,
you don't call nobody on no phone with nothing personal matters like that.
Okay,
I don't know
okay.
Who you are.
Okay, ma'am, I understand. I understand everybody's upset. I understand that, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news on the Sunday, but ma'am, we're
no
just
bad that ain't no bad news because he got paper to show that he's the father of his kid.
That's what we're trying to get resolved. That's what we're trying to tell him that the ma'am, may I just please speak to
what
Ivory
is your name?
Again, please.
What is
my
your name?
My name is Will. My name is Will Farrell.
Will Farrell, calling from where?
Farrell.
William R.L.
No, ma'am. Will Farrell. I'm calling, I mean, Child Services called us, and I mean, we have a case load.
Well, look, Child Services
going to get in touch with him. That's what I'm trying to get in touch with, Donrick Palms. I thought that's what I was just talking to.
I'm going to try to find out who you are, too.
Okay, ma'am. I understand that, ma'am, but is there any way that I could speak to Donrick Palms again?
Hell, Donnie, I don't know who he is, but he ain't talking on no phone. If something like this is happening, they'll have him come down to the office.
Okay, well,
I don't know who you is.
Okay, ma'am, can I just please get him the information? I know it won't be done secondhand. So please, ma'am, I'm just trying to get it straight.
This is secondhand when you're talking to me.
Okay.
Because I'm just saying
exactly.
I'm old enough to know better. Then any child thing on call here with some kind of mess like this.
Okay,
I'm
ma'am.
I'm not crazy.
I understand that, ma'am, and I'm just trying to get him the information where he can go to
but
and
no,
get everything
not
straight
to give, you are not supposed to give him that information. You are not supposed, whoever you are.
Oh, well, ma'am.
If he get that kind of information, it's downtown that way he get information from, but not
well,
from you. I don't know. Phone.
How would he know where to go, ma'am, if I don't tell him?
He know where to go. He know where he went before.
Okay, ma'am, like I said, it's a full investigation going on. That's why we're trying to tell him where
well,
he needs to
do. They know where he lives. Why investigations haven't been here?
Okay,
now, look,
ma'am.
You ain't talking to, look, I'm a senior citizen, 82 years old, and you ain't talking to nobody crazy. Now,
I understand
I don't
that,
know where
ma'am.
You getting your,
I
don't know where
that,
you get your information from. Who are you trying to talk to?
I'm trying to talk to Don Rick Pons, ma'am. That's
I
all
say,
I just need.
I'm gonna have the operator check this line.
Okay, ma'am. Well, you could do that, but in the meantime, can I just please speak to Don Rick one more time just to tell him what he needs to know?
He said he didn't want to talk to you because you can't tell him nothing. He had to get his information from downtown.
Okay, ma'am. All right.
You're
all right.
Right.
Okay. You have a good one.
She's gonna have the operator check the line. Who, why is
Trey, you know how
operator?
Old that is.
I know.
You can't even call them. I'm not no more.
Right.
411 automated.
Did you call him back?
She ain't no fool, boy. She ain't no fool.
Uh-huh.
That motherfucker said, my kids.
He said, I'm not the father.
Did you call him back and tell him it was a prank?
I tried to. His grandma was so mad at me. So I told him, and then he told her, and she told him to hang up.
Hang up on that fat some bitch.
She was hot, boy. She was hot. So well, I thought it was good because he was going.
Yeah, it was.
It was
that
good.
I'm not the father.
Hey, did y'all hear the name I said? Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
Right.
Ain't nobody catching up to it.
I want to know who you is.
Will R.L.?
Yeah, she's ready to tap my head.
Them folks ain't
going
to call here and talk that mess over the phone.
I'm right. I will say that, though. If anybody got somebody they want to prank, call us. The number is 646-727-1283. And we'll put it down for you, and we'll play that motherfucker live on air. 646-727-1283. Call us right now. We ain't tripping. You got the information, we got the prank.
Now, we'll all come right. up with something. Trust and believe we will come up with something.
All we need is two or three facts. Something that a person will believe that'll keep them on the phone. If you know what I mean? It's got to be something that's true. That's you know, that they can relate to. That's
right.
The only way they're going to stay on the phone. Otherwise, they're just going to hang up. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we've done some classics. STDs, we've done it all. We done took people's income taxes.
Motherfucker was heating on that one.
Yeah, I'm almost still mad.
She said, y'all gonna take my money for him? That was a good one, man. We got plenty. All you got to do is keep tuning in. Keep tuning in, AZ.
Oh, yeah.
We got plenty of them on deck.
Oh, yeah.
That's
what I'm saying, man. That's what we do.
That's how we get down.
We're here to have fun. I see we got a lot of people listening. Anybody want to press one? Go ahead. Please do if you got something to say. I see Lisa. You know, she always got something to say. So, I spoke up.
Hey, Lisa,
how you doing?
Hey.
What's going down?
I forget.
Oh, you can't be forgetting the show, baby.
I know.
You didn't miss the pranks.
I heard a little of it. It was kind of funny.
Hey, man. I'm going to say, it's not my kid.
Yeah, I'm gonna say I'm not the father, and he meant that shit. He had some bass in his voice. That motherfucker say I'm not
shit,
the father.
he probably felt somewhat relieved. I ain't got to pay this bitch no more.
No, he love those girls. Hey, but check this out.
Okay.
I got a situation. I got a situation, y'all. I need some advice. All right, look. Me and my wife was together. We ride down the street, right? We stop at this light. You know, it's getting hot outside. It was this girl standing on the corner waiting on the bus. I can tell you everything this girl had on, man, all the way to her necklace. I was looking that hard, right? She was fine as hell.
Okay.
And she was thick.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on the passenger side. My wife is driving, right? And all the time, she's looking at me, looking at the girl. So now, my question, I'm serious in the motherfucker, man. I didn't know she was looking. I was trying to, you know how you try to play it off?
Yeah.
This girl, man, dude, she had on a little cross necklace. I was staring hard. Now, my question is, was I wrong for staring? There's nothing wrong with staring, right? This is for the ladies.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
There's nothing wrong with looking as long as you're not touching.
That's right.
Am I right?
Hey,
it's just like,
that's right.
If you see Tyrese or somebody walking down the street, goddamn, you gonna look. You see
if
Denzel walking down the street in some biker shorts, your ass gonna stare.
If we
but
staring
I can't do the same
at him that hard, y'all is gonna say something. Y'all talking to us, we ain't heard nothing y'all said. if we staring that hard, y'all gonna knock us upside the head or so. What the hell you just saying?
Right.
Come on now. I'm surprised she didn't smack yourself upside the head. Like, nigga, what you doing?
Yeah, she ain't talked to me in a while, so I think she's still a little upset.
Was it the tongue out staring or just the cool staring?
Cool,
like, you know, you had your hand, like, you know, right there.
I thought
staring,
I was
you
cool,
know, you,
man. I thought I was playing it cool.
Well, evidently she turned you on that much. Evidently she turned you on that much. But it was evident, and you were saying you were gawking. You were no longer staring. You were gawking.
Right.
it ain't nothing wrong with it because listen, it ain't nothing wrong with it because if you staring like that with your tongue hanging out your mouth, she's sitting back cool with it. When the tables turn. And she's staring with her tongue hanging out of her mouth. Ain't shit for you to say, right?
Well,
you know what?
What's his tongue hanging out?
Always try to go with that tit for tat shit. Hey, y'all notice that? Every time she tit for tat.
Hey, that's how you get away with it.
Nah.
You just turn around and you just tell them, you remember that day?
I can see Father Time trying to tear up some shit because he done caught his wife looking at some dude.
it wouldn't bother me. I don't think there's nothing wrong with looking as long as you're not touching. As long as you ain't touching, I don't see nothing wrong with looking. You know what I mean?
Okay,
I mean,
I know,
it's beautiful people in the world. What's wrong with looking?
I got to ask this, dog. I got to ask. When you turned around and you noticed that she was looking at you, what was your first response?
I didn't say shit, dog. I didn't say shit. I just started looking straight ahead.
So basically you were obvious.
That was like, I
just
looked straight ahead. I couldn't say nothing.
I didn't say a word. The whole ride home, I didn't say shit.
He knew he was in a doghouse.
Yeah, I knew it.
I know what he was
saying.
Damn.
I was shook. Like, damn. But I don't see nothing wrong with looking shit.
So
she's still mad, but oh well. She didn't say a word.
I don't see
man.
Nothing wrong with it. I mean, I stare. I be staring all damn time, but I don't, you know, I ain't going to say nothing. That ain't, that's, you know, that's just staring, you know. I mean, that's just, I don't know. It ain't touching or anything like that.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on, Candy. If we walk down the street and you see this guy that, I mean, he's fine to you. You just gonna stop and just stare at him?
No, but I will walk past and stare. Be like, well, damn.
I'm
look at his ass, you
together.
Know, like. Yeah, I'd still stare.
Together. You would?
I sure would. Yeah.
Oh, I know what I'll be thinking.
Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn her whole place. Amen.
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 Yeah.
Well, you
should have
known that. You should have known that candy sitting on laps and shit. Right, grabbing dicks and shit. What are you talking about? I
yeah,
had to
you
get my hand
six,
for that.
You sitting on about six dicks, so damn.
That's what I'm saying. It ain't like I can, you know, I they wouldn't have went home with me. My boo was
well,
at home waiting.
I still don't see nothing wrong.
You say your boo was at home waiting.
He was at home waiting on me. Come on, yeah.
Okay. I believe in Lola. I'm not going to say nothing. No, go ahead and say something.
I told him the picture. I didn't hide it.
I got to hear what you got to say.
Come on,
sweetie. Okay. That was cool with you, man. You ain't had no problem with that?
No.
No. Okay.
Okay. That's just like if I go to the strip club. What can be said? You know what I'm saying? Shit, she's going to see Chippendale Saturday.
Yeah,
I'm not
sure
tripping
am.
On that. What the hell?
You know, she's going
it's,
to see
it's like the Chippendale. You know the other
I think
strippers?
She's going to see Chip and Dale, but that's just my opinion. Really?
And we got VIP tickets. We got VIP tickets.
We got a new caller. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Caller. Guess somebody pressed one, and didn't decide to talk. Okay. Feel free to jump in whenever you want.
No doubt, no doubt.
Come on. Say hello.
Hello?
Well,
hello. Who might
hello?
This be? Hello?
This is me.
This who?
This T.
What's up, T?
What's going on?
We chilling.
Nah, you staying at bitches.
Nah, that wasn't me. That was all the time.
That's where you are. See,
that was not me. Wait a minute. You said she should have what?
Snatched his Adam's apple out.
Damn.
Damn, T.
She talking about snatching Adam's apples out. She tried to kill him then.
You gonna look at okay. If you gonna look, no, you don't supposed to stare like that, drool and shit. Put on some glasses or something so I can't see. Because I'm going to put your ass out.
Now you got to walk home.
Well, no, he always could have got on the bus with old girl.
Yeah, he could have.
That's right. I caught the bus right with her. Shoot,
okay, wait a minute. Hold on, y'all. Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. Big Mike, what's happening?
What's up, everybody?
What's up, Big Mike?
Shit.
What's going
Big
down?
What's going on for Stan?
Shit, man. Just getting off. Heading to the spot.
All right, Big Mike, was he wrong for staring?
shit. I stare at a lot of women all the time.
See, ain't nothing wrong with it.
But the thing is, my rule is that I stare at women all the time, but I don't touch them.
Is that why you're with your woman or wife, though?
All right, hey, hold on for a second, Big Mike. I think we got, is this LaFonda?
LaFonda.
Of course.
What side of LaFonda? Where you been at? We've been looking for you.
Working.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think... LaFonda, just let you know, I don't know if you heard the show last week or not, but Bianca Tate was on the show.
Okay.
And she said that it wasn't her.
Okay.
And do you believe her?
Oh, yeah, I did. I don't believe it, but okay. But I'll be a woman on my word. If she said it's not her, I'm going to apologize and say, hey, if it wasn't you, thank you for at least addressing the issue.
That's what I'm talking about.
She said she really didn't need your apology, though.
Okay.
That's all right, LaFonda. You be the bigger person. I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. I ain't mad at you. She might call.
But can't nobody take my shine away today. I won tickets to the BET experience. I'm gonna be in LA and Atlanta the same damn week. Like, I'm happy as hell.
Oh, that's what's up. Go, girl. But you know, what's that character's name from In Living Color? She used to always say, I ain't the one to talk, but she was talking a lot of shit about you, but that ain't none of my business.
I mean, if she got something to say to me, she can always say it to my damn face. That's what I don't understand. Like, why do you talk shit when I'm not there? I literally did not say nothing bad about this girl except for she should need to keep my kid's name out of her mouth.
LaFonda, it was a joke. It was a joke. Do anybody remember that character from In Living Color? Kim Wayans?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know who you're talking about, but I don't remember her name.
Miss Bonita.
Yeah,
that was Miss Bonita.
That's it.
Excuse me.
All right, now. Damn, I guess she dropped.
No, I didn't.
No, I wasn't talking
about
you.
Was that T from Idaho? Sounded like her.
Yeah, that was her.
She was sounding like her. All right, hey, since she has something.
Huh? Nah, since she had a question she wanted to ask, but she hung up.
All right, I remember last week we was talking about the woman that won. Was that yesterday? We was talking about the old girl that won the money and kept building the boyfriend out. That was yesterday. We was talking about that, right? I read some more shit about her today. She being sued by the preacher. Anybody heard this story?
Yeah, for $10 million.
She did what?
Why is the preacher suing her?
She paid her tithe.
Who's washing dishes?
Oh, wow.
It's 10%. He's suing this woman for $10 million, talking about pain and suffering, because she said she was going to donate some money to help build this building or something. And she reneged. She didn't give him the money. And he sued her ass, talking about it was pain and suffering. I said, get the fuck out, dirty ass motherfucking preacher.
Yeah, now that was fucked up.
All
preachers ain't preachers, man. That's about how they are nowadays.
Oh, no, but that right there is really fucked up, though, for real. A preacher.
He's not a preacher. He in it for the money. You can't call him a preacher, because if he was a preacher, he would just overlook that. That shit, he went to school, wouldn't have been nothing. If he a true preacher, if he a man of God, what the fuck he going to sue her for? Money is not supposed to be one of your concerns. Hell, you supposed to turn the other cheek, let that shit ride, continue on preaching the Lord's word.
Well, you know what? When I read the story, they released the transcripts of the, you know what he told the preacher.
Mm-hmm.
So you know they called her in while he was testifying. As soon as he saw her, the first thing he told her is, "You owe me some money, motherfucker." That's what he said.
That's
you
crazy.
Owe me some money, motherfucker. You said you was gonna give me $2 million.
No,
and he's gonna have some pain and suffering.
All right.
Did he win?
What not? Well, I don't know. They're still going through the litigation, so I'm not sure where they at with it. But fuck that. Now, you know what? I had a conversation the other day. I was watching Peter Pan, believe it or not. And it was the one with Robin Williams played in it. And I was like, damn, he committed suicide and all that money he had. Now, I was told that, well, you know, even though that you got money, you still have problems and all that shit. And I understand that, but come on, man. That dude didn't have money since Mork and Mindy. He ain't been poor. He been rich longer than he been poor.
Yeah, but money don't make you always happy either.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right. Maybe he been unhappy since he been having that money. Since he first started
the
show business. Maybe he been happy for a long time.
They said money is the root of all evil.
I love to be a rich, unhappy motherfucker. That's just me.
I can't wait to be a rich, unhappy motherfucker. I can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
But
didn't they say he had
a drug problem, though? Didn't they say Robin Williams had a drug problem?
He did.
Yeah.
Well, I would have loved to have been his motherfucking dealer.
It wasn't crack cocaine or nothing like that. He literally was getting high off of his prescription meds. And that's what a lot of rich people get high off of.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's right. A lot of them saying that.
I just heard a song. Was that J. Cole? He was talking about he'd rather be poor again. I said, what is happening?
Because you can't get a moment's rest.
You can't get no rest.
Nonstop.
Yes,
people
are
all in your pocket.
Fuck that.
That's why a lot of people don't put their relationships out on Front Street, because if you got somebody who ain't never been in the limelight coming to you, like, these cameras all in my face, that shit go tear y'all away or make y'all closer. It's going to tear somebody away from you who ain't never had it before.
Man,
hey,
look,
but
here,
you know what?
Go ahead, man.
If I was rich, I would only date people that got money. I would only date people with money.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Why?
Because they don't have no ulterior motive. If you got $100 million,
you mean?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Rich people got just as many ulterior motives as poor people.
Hold on, y'all. We can only go one at a time. Now, let me finish making my point before y'all cut my damn head off. All I'm saying is, if you rich, you already got money. You already got money, so you don't need my money.
Lie.
But if you poor, I mean, I ain't the handsomest motherfucker in the world, so as soon as you see me, all you looking at is dollar signs. Oh, that motherfucker got some money. Fuck it, I'll fuck with him.
That's not true.
That's all I'm saying. Now, y'all go ahead and chop me up if you want.
Okay. What's to say? I just seen shows where motherfuckers got money and the other woman got money, but she done killed this nigga for his money.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Just to have more money. So
that's
that don't greedy. Always mean that don't mean shit.
Yeah, it don't mean nothing.
Just like a poor motherfucker.
Who just said that? Who's this
Dragon?
Said that.
Dragon
said that. Yeah.
Hey, Dragon.
I never liked you anyway. Pretty motherfucker.
That's cool. I'm gonna take a point from that brother that was on here that we had that little disagreement that time, or as he said, he was expressing himself. Nigga, that motherfuckers hate the truth. Motherfuckers hate to hear the truth. Motherfuckers hate to hear the truth.
I'm just saying, man. I want some rich people problems. I'm going to be real with you. I'm tired of poor people problems. I want some rich people problems.
If you was rich, man, would you date a woman with no money, or would you date a woman with money?
You know what? I'm going to date the motherfucker. I mean, I don't think I'm just going to go out and just pick no random. I don't see me just picking nobody just like, okay, since I'm rich, I'm finna just try to go with this upper echelon of people that, you know, that only with my bank account. Nah, I don't see me doing that because we not them type of people, so we not going to be able to adapt to that. I mean, motherfuckers been trying to get over on us. You know, the rich going to try to get richer. They going to feel like, okay, we can get his money. You know, then they feel like they can get it the legal way. Well, see, all you got to do is just sign a prenup for this motherfucker, and she all right.
If a woman is meant to you, if it's true meant to be, she's not going to want you. Every woman is for somebody's money. Snoop Dogg got money, and his wife, high school
what?
All the way until now, and they was poor.
She. You ain't heard how many times that girl done cheated on him.
How many times did he cheat on her? They
don't
have an open relationship.
No, they don't. No, ain't no relationship.
So I got a question. So you don't think Snoop been fucking other bitches from the NWA days to the motherfucking now?
He
wasn't in NWA. He wasn't in
NWA. I don't mean in NWA. Around. When Dre left NWA, matter of fact, if you've seen the movie, after Dre left NWA, he was with motherfucking whatchamacallit. He went to Dre, but it's around the time of NWA. That's what I said. If you don't think Snoop was fucking bitches around the time of NWA till now, I didn't say he was in NWA. Never said that.
You know what?
And she needed to be home.
Hell,
I seen motherfucking pornos this motherfucking and did with motherfucking
Drag
to the motherfucking what?
Drag on. We trying to establish some shit that we trying to hold ourselves higher than what the ladies is about to. They finna tell us a new asshole. But you sitting there helping.
How?
I only got one.
Oh my god!
You're the dog, motherfucker.
The bitch.
Go ahead, ladies.
Don't
y'all want thanks,
y'all
Dragon.
Hate the truth.
Thanks, Dragon. Go ahead, ladies. Y'all won.
Ain't that a bitch?
Well, I see. Boy, note to self, do not bring him in a debate.
Okay, you got a note to yourself. I got a note to myself. I'm going to start shutting the fuck up.
No,
stay in my place and stay in my motherfucking lane and shut the fuck up. Why?
Oh, goodness.
Because every time I say something, I'm helping somebody else. I'm going to shut the fuck up and not say nothing.
Hey,
bro,
you really don't
hate the
Dragon.
Truth for real. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Dragon, hold on, y'all. Dragon. Mm-hmm. Don't. You know how we do on the show, man. Don't take a personal.
Shut the fuck up. No! Oh, shit! Say it again. Say something else. Oh! Say something else. Say something else, nigga.
Damn right.
Oh, bloody
he
fuck.
He can't set up even if he wanted to. So you really going to just
Bumba
set up for the
clock.
Rest of the show?
Bumba clock.
You
going to
set up
stuff. You going to set
yep.
up the rest of the show, Dragon?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Okay, I think I'm finna do it.
The crowd is applauding.
You set yourself up for that. It was too easy.
Yeah.
All right, now back to what we're talking about. I mean,
okay, I got a question.
I don't know,
Doc. I got a question.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
So, this to the ladies. So tell me this. So your dude rich, right? You married to a rich man. You will stay with him knowing he messing around like how them stars be doing?
They do it all the time.
You ain't even got to have money to get away with shit like that.
Yes, sirree. If I got money, I can make my own money. You might be rich, but why I got to be unhappy because you rich? You got all the money.
Why you got to be
so you
on, LaFonda. LaFonda,
so you
I
a
money.
LaFonda, you wouldn't be going nowhere, especially if I'm rich.
Yeah, I would.
I mean, think about it like this. If you're a
but
woman
that's,
and
why,
you put
don't
a,
you leave?
Women doing whatever the hell they want to. They got all that money. They doing whatever the hell they want. You think they ain't messing around with other people?
Right. Got money, it's okay. No.
No, no. If she don't have the money, she ain't messing around. If he bringing in all the money, she doing exactly what she's supposed to do.
You
she
crazy.
She ain't messing around.
You crazy.
Yeah.
Bullshit. If she messing around.
I got to disagree with you on that one, dog.
No, if she messing around, she messing around with a motherfucker that got more money than the motherfucker she fucking with right now.
She might just be fucking with somebody that's got some good dick.
I'm going to tell you like this. You won't get a male person to train if you mold, lady. I forgot damn show. Hell no.
You watch too much TV.
Man, too much TV, my ass. I know what he thinking. He soon as and one. And two. Why you bending down in front of him? And I know what he thinking.
Well, fuck you.
I'm telling you. I thought you gonna be sick. I'm not doing that. You're not getting no personal trainer. Come on, run these laps with me.
There you go. We can work out together.
Right, hold on. I think we got T back. T, what's happening?
What's going on?
Nah, okay.
What's
now,
up, girl?
You gonna let him keep his Adam's apple now?
Look. Yeah, since she's rich, but if she's smart where she is too, is not be spending all that money on bundles and nails and shit and got her keep her bank account and save some of
that shit to the side.
Yep. You can't even do it no more because only Shaquille O'Neal caught on to that with Shawn.
That's why I wouldn't give you no money. I buy you what you want.
I'm going to need receipts.
Hell no. Wait a minute. Hold on,
y'all. Stop. Wait a minute. Hold on. We got another caller. Marley, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
What's up, Marley? Marl.
Yep. Must be close. Yeah, we got about 15 minutes left. Just right around his time to be calling.
You know, that's his time.
Call right around that 15-minute mark.
Okay. Hold on, now, ladies, let me ask you. I'm going to ask you, and please don't interrupt. I'm going to ask y'all one at a time. I'm going to ask this question, I just one at a time. If I was rich, I mean, we talking rich. We talking damn near $1 billion rich. We talking that big money. And
Donald Trump,
I'm with
Bill
you.
Gates.
We talking big money here. You ain't got to work. You ain't got to do a motherfucking thing the rest of your life. You're good. Now, my only thing to you is that if you said, baby, I need this, I need that, I had no problems giving it to you. But I need a receipt for everything that you buy. Would you have a problem with that? Now, hold on. This T got on here. T's last one. I'm going to ask you first, T. Would you have a problem with that?
Yes, I would.
Why?
Because.
Yeah. I'm not giving you no receipt
for the motherfucking pussy I'm fed now. What the fuck you gonna give me one with 6 months that I asked you for?
I gave you the money for the pussy that I just got. So we good on that.
If I don't have to work, you can trust me that there's nothing at the house you have to do. Your food is done. Hell, your bath pot is ran. Your house is clean. Your clothes are washed, folded, pressed. So that's just because I want some shit.
Okay, but I'm giving you whatever you want. I just need a receipt.
Oh, you don't need a receipt.
You don't need no money.
Well, I don't need your ass, B.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. We're going to go to the next person. Jadeve, I give you everything you want. All I need is a receipt.
A receipt for what? What if I just want the money
like
in
it.
My pocket?
Okay, but I mean, and you got it, but okay, you need to, whatever you buy, I just need a receipt. You asked me for, I need $10,000 to go shopping. Here you go.
Okay.
I just need a receipt. When you done
okay,
with that
I
10,
get, I okay,
need
a receipt. Okay, I give you a bunch of receipts. Okay, not a problem.
See, that's what we're talking about.
Oh, no,
see, she's trying to make some fake-ass receipts. That's all that is. But nevertheless.
Oh, hell no.
See, now you do know that's not going to work. I got enough money to know that you fucking this around give me some bogus-ass receipts. So no money for you.
They going to be
now,
real. They going to be real.
No. Moving on to the next one. You don't get no money neither. LaFonda. LaFonda.
What?
All right. Did you hear the question, LaFonda?
I heard the question. But you didn't know with the right woman, she give you the best head. You ain't going to be asking for no receipt no more.
That ain't what I asked you. I asked you if you going to give me the receipt
tonight. I'm going to give you a receipt, but you tell me, hold on. You said you give me $10,000.
Man, if I just gave
you
$10,000,
whatever
I have in my pocket, I'm keeping.
No, you're not.
You ain't keeping shit. You gonna give me the rest of that shit back?
You didn't spend the whole thing. You gotta get the rest back.
Damn right.
Then it should be a stipulation. If you give me 10 stacks and I don't spend the whole 10 stacks while I'm shopping, I should be able to keep that.
You get no money. You get no money. Moving on. Hold on, y'all. Next one. Lisa, you still with us?
Yep, I'll give up them receipts.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
I sure will. You want a receipt for everything that I spend my money on? You need a receipt for it? Here you go. Because I want that money to keep coming. Because eventually you're going to get tired of me bringing out them damn receipts.
See, you know what? That's a real answer. That's a real motherfucking answer. That's obedience for your ass. I want them receipts. Obey.
No.
Obey.
Okay.
And since
we're
being treated like prostitutes, then we won't pay me for our service. We won't pay me for dick suck, gonna cost more. And if you need to swallow, that's what I'm
saying. Oh, hell no. Oh, no.
That was gonna be my next point. There you go. Who said that? Janine?
Yeah, Janine.
There you go, girl. Oh, no. We won't receive for everything, too.
Exactly. We won't pay for
it. Okay, hold on. I gotta get candy. Candy.
Oh, okay.
What you gonna do?
Hey, I'll give you the receipt, but you would have to put a gift on there because if you try to sue me for any of that, it's a gift. You can't sue for no gift.
Okay.
I'll give you the receipt.
Okay. All right. Now, here's my thing. Here's the reason that I asked that. B, because I heard somebody make mention that I think it was T. T, was that you that said what you need to do is when, instead of buying the bundles and the nails and all that, you need to stash the money away?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so why are you stashing this? I mean, if I'm giving it to you willingly and free, why you got to stash on me? Why you got to hide money from me?
But if I'm your woman, why do I have to show you the key? Why? That's a form of
okay,
control.
You know what? You're right. You're absolutely right. For me to ask you for receipts every time I give you some money, it's just totally asinine. So you stashing money from me is just
yeah,
crazy.
So I can get away from your ass.
See, that's my point. And that's why motherfuckers act the way they act. See, you already trying
yep.
to get away. Wait, I ain't even did nothing wrong.
That's
why I don't give a woman nothing.
No, my point was no.
And like a heat thing, you asking for a receipt, you controlling more than that.
T, my point was this.
Hey,
yes,
he must be 5'4".
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
About 5'5" pit bull, mean ass little pit bull. That's all.
Little bully pit bull.
Yeah, damn pit bull. See, I told you, short people.
Whatever.
And when you deposit that money into your account, they give you a receipt too. So.
I mean, no. My point is,
they sure do.
My point is this. How asinine is it for us to ask y'all for receipts? That's crazy, right? But to give y'all some money and want receipts for everything that y'all ever bought is asinine, right? That's just crazy.
Yeah, but
that's
my mama make sure we had a rainy day fund. Every mama has told their daughter, make sure you have a rainy day fund because you never know.
Well, you need to get your ass out and go get you a job and collect your own rainy day fund then. You ain't taking my money for your rainy day fund. Get the fuck out of here.
Shit. I don't know why not.
If we're together,
shit,
it's
okay.
supposed to be our money, not yours.
There you go.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
Ain't no our money. If I'm
it is our.
It's my money.
For one
our
thing, I'm not going to let a man tell me that I don't have to work for one thing. You supposed to be independent. Because the thing we don't go is packing up on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you brother,
man, I ain't even gonna lie to you. If my man was richer than a rich Bill Gates type rich, I ain't doing shit.
I'm not working. I'm working unless I'm married. Then that's
okay. Let's just say we married. All right, T, we married. So now what? You still stand.
I'm still no receipt.
Okay, I don't think you're listening to me. T, I really don't think you're listening to me. I'm telling you, it's wrong for us to ask you for receipts, but it's wrong for y'all to stash money from us, too. I mean, if you stash your money, I feel like you're stealing from me.
No, it's like this. Just like you feel your money, once you give it to me, I should be able to do what I want to do with it. Now, I wouldn't have to hide from you. I'm not saying off the top, he giving me money, I'm going to have it. I wouldn't have to hide from you. But if you want some old controlling type bullshit, you on that bullshit, then I'm going to save some money. Because when that time comes, I'm going to bounce on your motherfucking ass, and I'm going to be all right.
You better take your ass to the store with that.
Perfect.
I am. I'm going to take my ass to the store with that. What you say?
See, that's my whole point. This is why we take. That's why men do what they do, and that's why. I mean, it's not. I mean, come on, man. If I'm sitting there and I'm cool and I'm real with you, you still constantly. Well, I'm finna put this up. I'm finna put this up, and you ain't got no reason to.
Tell me why men do what they do.
For any reason,
Me and Lee, you've been seeing so many people with money, divorce their wives, like Neil. He didn't even marry an old girl, but got another girl pregnant and all, and only thing she getting is child support, and she barely getting it. She barely surviving, but if she had a rainy day fund, she could survive.
Yeah, okay.
That's how we play as role.
All I'm saying is...
And however, you gotta look at it like this. But you gotta look at it like this too. Check this out. So you ain't coming in with no prenup, right? This man want a receipt for everything that he done gave. No problem. Get this man his receipt. And when you're ready to bounce, because you've been that good wife, you've been that good woman, doing how he want, when he want, all that, you still gonna get what you got coming to you anyway. So
I'm
gonna
get that.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Did any one of you motherfucking women understand what I said, that it's not right for us to get the ask y'all for receipts?
Since they still on that,
and you say I help out, all you had to do for this whole situation is just put some money on a credit card, get a credit card account, and you'll see statements of what the money's been spent on. You ain't got to give me no fucking receipts. You know. You get that motherfucker in your name with her name under it, and you'll see everything she's spending money on. If she go to a fucking hotel
I really think you all missed the whole point. But we
I get what you said. Look, I'm just saying on the fact of, I get what you're saying. You saying motherfucker shouldn't, it ain't no reason for us to ask for the receipt, and if there ain't no reason for your woman to be putting money, hiding money from you. I get what you're saying. I understand you 100%. I'm just going to the fact of what you said about the whole receipt thing. That, you know, they still talking about if receipt, so flip it. If they still own receipts, what about a credit card? What if motherfucker gave you a credit card that had money on it? You know what I'm saying? Ain't no receipt. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I tell you what. At the end of the day, if she don't want to give up the receipts, then I mean, you know,
I kicked that country ass to the curb.
I'm saying.
And I mean, if he got a company, I'm working at the company anyway. So I'm
hold on, y'all. We running out of time. So we got to get our last words in. Y'all know how we do it. So let's go with LaFonda. You got any last words?
I had fun for the 30 minutes that I called in for. See y'all next week.
Janine, Juicy.
Yes, I had fun. And I will definitely be on here next week. I bet y'all know how my Brazilian wax is feeling by next week.
Oh,
probably
shit.
My pussy probably numb right now, so that's probably why I can't feel nothing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Marley, what you got?
Oh, good show. You know what I'm saying? And I'd like to see a picture of Janine's Dewey flowers on the site, please. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. And I'll talk to y'all next week.
Please and thank you.
Please and thank you.
T, you got any last words for us?
It's been fun.
Hi.
Well, gee. Big Mike.
I want to get pregnant.
What's up?
You got any last words for us, bro?
Same time next week.
That's what's up. Lisa.
It's been real. I enjoyed it. Hot topic, Tuesday.
All right, Candy.
I had a good time tonight. I'll show y'all. I got pictures Saturday. I'll show y'all the pictures.
Pictures of what?
Chip and Dale's, the strippers I'm going to Saturday.
Chip and Dale. All
right. Mick, is Mick still on here? Oh, she probably in the damn closet hiding at work again.
Whatever.
What you got,
dog?
What's up, man? You got your last words? I thought
you
was in the closet at work.
Man,
What did you say?
I thought you was hiding in the closet at work, like you normally
do. No, remember that, nigga? No, man, I'm working hard over here, man. But anyway, great show, man, and I ordered my magazine. Is it coming through UPS or what? Or mail or what?
Through your mail.
The what?
The mail. They're going to deliver it. They're going to deliver it to your door.
Okay, bet. That's what's up.
All right. Oh, yeah. Thank you for reminding me that, Mick. Hey, check this out, y'all. Before we get up out of here, before everybody hang up, hey, Gangsterville Magazine. Check it out. Your boys are on the cover. GangstervilleMag.com. Hey, get online. Get y'all a copy. Hey, go to SinCityRadioShow.com. I'm finna post the link onto the page. I post it on Facebook. I'm going to post it on SinCityRadioShow.com. Get y'all a magazine. Check out y'all boys. We gracing the cover, baby, and we looking good. All right, y'all. That's all.
I'm glad Father Time didn't use that high school pistol.
Okay,
wow,
that was
really?
I'm sorry, Father Time.
That was bogus as hell.
You was cute though, Father Time. I thought you were really cute.
No, you're wrong. Hey, shut your mouth.
Come on, baby.
All right, y'all. We got to get out of here, man. I got to check out my man Kobe. Last game.
All right. Thank everyone for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Same time next week, y'all. Peace, love, and hair grease.
SinCityRadioShow.com, y'all. We out. Peace.